Our guest at the cafe this morning is Hutt County Master Gardener Wayne Bowman. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
I didn't think I would ever say this to a master gardener in Hutt County, but too much rain?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we had a lot of way too much rain. We're getting ready for fall garden. Right. You have most of the same plants you can get a second planting out of. You have to time things with the weather and the frost dates. The mean frost date, that's the date that it most often occurs, is, it's somewhere in November, mm-hmm. The first week or 2 weeks in November. The average is about November 12th. So, but that's the average. It can occur, you know, earlier and later. And, of course, you're going to have to time some of the really tender vegetables to get harvested before then.
So just to underline this, we're now getting ready for fall gardening. Is that right?
That is correct. That is correct. Sometime around mid-July is when things really start. A lot of things you can plan up until September. There are crops that will go in later than that, actually, because things like cabbage and kale. In fact, kale, I understand, I'm not a real fan of it myself.
Yeah, well, that's kind of a very trendy vegetable of late.
Just ask Mrs. Bowman. She'll tell you about that. I understand it gets better after it gets frosted on. So, and I know the ones that I planted last fall, they lasted all through the winter.
Is that right? So when we talk about fall gardening, and you mentioned the average freeze date around November 12th, we're talking both about growing vegetables that might be mature and harvested before that first frost date, and then those after as well that would...
That is correct. There's like beans, corns, potatoes, peppers, things like that. Frost, they're going to die. Some other ones like cabbage, lettuce, and onions, they're going to survive a little bit of a frost. And then there's the real tough customers of beets and kale, like I said before, and carrots and spinach. They'll survive a really, really heavy freeze. Now, that you know, sooner or later, it's going to get cold enough that they won't grow and they will die, but they will survive.
So the ones that you should be thinking about planting as soon as mid-July would be?
Oh, like beans. Beans, peppers, if you've got transplants. Now, sometimes transplants this later in the season are a little difficult to get. I found that the coal crops, the cabbage, broccoli, it was almost impossible to find transplants. So you might try starting your own. If you start them now, they'll be ready to put in the ground.
We're talking with Hutt County Master Gardener Wayne Bowman. And Wayne says, time to get ready for fall gardening here. And so we're talking about some of the plants to go with. So beans, corn, potatoes, peppers, these are going to be the ones you want to get in pretty early and beat that first frost.
Right. And you're going to have to provide some kind of protection against late day sun. Well, the plants are small because you're going to have to shade them a little bit. Mm-hmm. Some considerations when you are planting them is you want to make sure, you know, dig your furrow. But instead of putting native soil back on top of it, which tends to crust a lot when it gets wet, throw compost or peat moss or maybe even some of the garden soil you can buy at the big box store. Put that on there and your small plants will grow a lot better. They'll germinate and come up through it. They don't have to fight their way through the crust.
I see. And you say here, keep damp. So that almost goes without saying, but it's easier said than done, too.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of a scary thing to say after the spring we've had.
Yeah.
But you need to water that furrow when you make it and water it really deeply. Seed it in with additional seeds. It's because you don't want to overseed so that the ones that don't come up, you can replace. You can thin later and then cover it up, water it down, keep it damp. Not soaked, but damp.
But keep it damp.
Keep it damp.
So it should always be damp at least.
Right. When they get up to 2 or 3 inches, then you can kind of slow down on it a little bit.
All right. So now for some of the later season crops, you mentioned cabbage, lettuce, onions, radishes, beets, kale. What would be the planting date of those likely?
They're going to be ready in about 60 to 90 days. So you want to kind of push that back 60 to 90 days from November. unless you want to get them in a little earlier, you know, it's all on your own convenience. If you want to garden all the way into November, you would be like, you know, 3 months before that, sometime in September.
And we've got just another moment or two left. We talked about rain barrels last time, and I asked the question about, well, can you drink the water from the rain barrel?
I want to modify that just a little bit to make sure everybody is on the right page there. If you're going to use rainwater as potable water, as drinkable water, besides filtering out all of the dust and dirt and everything you get off the roof, you want to use a sanitizer also. They have sanitizer systems that you can purchase that will, you know, properly make the water drinkable. And you also ask how much you get off the roof, and that was an easy one to find. There's calculators online. A 10 square foot, or no, 10 by 10, which is 100 square foot, gives you about 60 gallons, a little bit more than 60 gallons for a 1-inch rainfall.
Wow.
It adds up real quick.
A 1-inch rain would produce around 60 gallons of water.
I looked at a 1,500-foot square roof, which is normal.
Yeah.
And a 1-inch rainfall is almost 1,000 gallons.
Yeah. Golly. That's amazing. Wayne, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
All right, John. You take care.
Wayne Bowman, Hunt County Master Gardener. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.